BYU basketball has a new head coach. The news just broke. I'm recording this at 10:43 a.m. on April 16th. It's a Woj bomb from the NBA. Kevin Young is the new head coach of BYU basketball. And I teased this hire earlier in the morning. I found out this morning. I won't reveal my sources, but needless to say, I am stoked out of my mind for this hire. Last week, if you've probably never listened to this podcast before, and I don't blame you, I don't publicize it much. This is just a side project for me to talk about whatever I want to. Most of my BYU takes sit and reside with Cougar Sports Saturday. Mitch Harper and myself, we've been doing that show for 5 years. I think it's a great podcast. I highly recommend you subscribe to that. Last week on the show, we were talking about the different candidates. And Chris Burgess of Utah was a candidate. Barrett Peary of UNLV was a candidate. And we did a segment discussing Kevin Young as a sneaky, dark horse candidate. And we didn't get to break it down very much on the show last week. When you're doing a radio show, you got to adhere to the clock and you can't just ramble and ramble and ramble, something I'm very good at. So I wanted to break down today on this emergency episode of the podcast, reacting to the news that Kevin Young is the new head coach of BYU. I wanted to break down why that name was floated out on Cougar Sports Saturday, why I said Kevin Young was my sneaky, sexy hire for BYU. And now that it's official, it's a lot of fun to react, but I'm going to break down why I thought that was the case a few days ago, and wow, I cannot believe it happened. Let's get into it. Kevin Young, 41 years old, from the NBA. He was the associate head coach for the Phoenix Suns, and he's now the newest head coach of BYU basketball. He was someone we talked about on Cougar Sports Saturday last week as a potential fit for BYU basketball, and now that the hire has been made, I want to discuss in depth why I thought that would be such a great choice for BYU, and there's a number of reasons why. First and foremost, though, after Coach Pope left for Kentucky, I just felt like BYU needed to do something different, something new. They could have very well went out and grabbed Chris Burgess or Barrett Peary, and hey, maybe they come in as an assistant to help out Kevin Young in his new job in Provo. I just felt like, gosh, BYU needs to do something else. There's not a lot of obvious candidates out there, and is this going to keep happening where BYU is a stepping stone to another job? Because when you looked across the candidate pool, there was nobody that was going to get offered that job that had any direct ties to BYU. Their only ties to the job, quite frankly, were that they were members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. That's Burgess, Peary, Kevin Young, Mark Madsen even, before he shut that down. None of them played at BYU, and that's true for Kevin Young. None of them really have an affinity for BYU. And I just felt like if that's the pool of candidates you have, let's buck the trend and do something else. Let's go to the NBA ranks. Because Kevin Young, here's a little nugget for you. Kevin Young was offered the Brooklyn Nets head coaching job and turned it down. So he could very well be an NBA head coach right now. And if he had stayed in the pool of jobs, maybe he gets a different job. Who knows? Or maybe he stays with the Suns for one more year and gets a job. That was all very well in front of Kevin Young, who got his start with the 76ers after being in the G League, and then to the Phoenix Suns, where he survived on that staff under two different head coaches. That speaks volumes of Kevin Young and what the NBA thinks of him. That when Monty Williams was fired, the Suns paid him more to stay with Frank Vogel. Think about that. That is an impressive coup for Tom Homo, Brian Santiago, and this administration to land Kevin Young, who was going to be an NBA head coach. Chris Paul said as much before he was traded to the Warriors, that he loved Kevin Young and that he was going to be a great NBA head coach. And he might still be. And that's why I'm okay with it. Maybe he comes to Provo for a couple years and wants to get back to the league. I don't know. But he's not leaving BYU for another college job. I truly believe that. If he leaves BYU, it doesn't go the way that he wants and they need a new head coach, or he goes back to the NBA. And if he goes back to the NBA, that's great for BYU. So that was the reason one of the main reasons I loved him as a sneaky candidate on last week's Cougar Sports Saturday show was that you wouldn't have to worry about Kentucky if they come calling. Like, Coach Pope had been rumored for so many jobs. When he took the BYU job, he almost went to UNLV. He wanted that job. And then he was in the running for Arizona, and his name was floated at USC, and then he got the Kentucky job. It was every year with Coach Pope. You knew that he didn't love BYU. He had no connection to BYU. He didn't choose them out of high school, and he didn't choose them when he had the chance, went up against other jobs. He wanted to leave, and he ultimately did leave. And that's what concerned me about Chris Burgess, and maybe that's not fair to him. It's hard to say, but I was concerned that how long would he want to be here? If other jobs opened up, would he want to leave? And it's hard to blame these guys. I'm not blaming them. I'm not blaming Coach Pope. We all knew that Kentucky was his top job. And he got it and he took it. Good for him. But I would imagine this BYU administration and a lot of BYU fans, I think, feel the same way that I do. We want someone to come here and stay here. We're looking for another Dave Rose that loves the university and wants to make it great, because I do believe that BYU basketball can be a perennial NCAA tournament team. They've got a great backing. They have a passionate fan base. They can compete in NIL. Are they at the top of the game? No. And are they going to be reckless? No. But they're not a bottom feeder. They can compete. They can pay players. And I want someone to come in and share that passion. And I think that Kevin Young could very well be that guy. And if it's not, he's going to go back to the NBA. And that is a lot easier to deal with. It's a lot better for the program than someone going to a bigger school and starts taking your players, Colin Chandler. And I don't blame Colin Chandler either. But that's the reality of the situation right now with Pope at Kentucky. Now you go to Kevin Young. It reinvigorates the fan base. I am so excited for this new direction, because the options and they're endless. This is a new approach. He is coming from the NBA. He's going to apply NBA principles. He's going to treat this like the NBA, the way that it probably should be treated, with the transfer portal and with NIL. Like, it's not college basketball of yesteryear. It's got to be treated different. And now you have that approach. You have that. He's going to have to build out a staff. I'd like him to teach Coach Robinson. If he could lure Burgess or Peary to be the associate head coach, that would be great for him to have some, especially Burgess, to have the ties with the current roster, to bring some guys back, to help in recruiting, to get your bearing straight with college basketball while applying some new principles. Here's a pie in the sky. Maybe can you go get Alex Jensen out of the NBA to join you, to be on the staff, and to just have this new, aggressive NBA style and approach. Kevin Young was the Suns' offensive coordinator. Bring that to BYU. Get Dallin Hall back. Get Richie Saunders back. And go into the portal and land a couple guys with the appeal of, I'm coming from the NBA. I'm going to help you get to the NBA. The previous guy who just left to Kentucky, he never got anyone to the NBA. I'm going to get you to the NBA. I can help you prolong that career, whether it be overseas, in the G League, or the NBA. He can sell that. BYU's never had that sales pitch. Love Dave Rose. Couldn't sell that. I like Mark Pope a lot. He could not sell that. Kevin Young can sell it. He can tell people, I was in the NBA for a decade, and this is what it takes to get there. This is how you have to prepare. This is how you have to study film. Nobody else at BYU can do that like Kevin Young. And that's why I wanted him to be the head coach. And now he is the head coach. And I am so excited. And I think tip of the cap to Tom Homo, Brian Santiago, for them to land him. And look, I think Danny Ainge and Ryan Smith were involved in this as well. How could they not be? They're so prominent at BOU basketball games. But to land this guy who could have been an NBA head coach to lead BYU in their Big 12 era, that is such a coup. Tip of the cap to them. I don't care that he does not have college basketball coaching experience. That doesn't mean anything to me. College basketball is changing by the minute. Someone who has legitimate NBA head coaching experience to me is exactly why I wanted him. That's why we discussed him on Cougar Sports Saturday last week. Mitch already has an article up on KSLSports.com. It's a slam dunk hire. It might not be easy this first year, but I think they're in a good position now to retain some players and to look forward. There's tremendous excitement. And now you don't have to worry about all these other schools and your head coach looking over the shoulder. I'm not saying he's going to stay for 5, 10, or 15 years. He might go back to the NBA. But that's okay. That's a good thing. And maybe that's the sell to Chris Burgess. That, hey, come be the top dog. Come back to BYU. There's stability here. And if he goes back to the NBA, you're the next guy. Maybe that's the sell to Chris Burgess. And that would be an incredible coup for BYU to get him back with Kevin Young. But I just love the direction. I'm so excited. I was really excited for BYU basketball if they had run it back with Pope and the staff and the players because it was a great year. But it ended bad. And it was disappointing to lose to Duquesne. And now you just have a complete blank slate of hope and optimism. I am so excited for this. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we're going to have great coverage for you all along on KSL Sports and Cougar Sports Saturday. So subscribe to that podcast. If you like me and my takes, it'd mean a lot if you subscribe to this one too, and maybe I'll throw some BYU stuff in here from time to time. But, man, an exciting day for BYU basketball. The future is secure, as I tweeted earlier, and as I also tweeted, I am insanely excited. Thanks for checking out my emergency reaction to Kevin Young, and we'll have more coverage for you throughout the week and the weeks to come. Can't wait for it. Be optimistic. Be hopeful. This is a good thing for BYU basketball. Looking forward to the next chapter.